T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hi, everybody, and a very pleasant evening to you, wherever you may be. Down here, we would greet you by saying, good day, mate, and it is a good day or a good night, either way.
All right, I know you've been back for a while, but you kind of did like a last-minute trip to Australia. It's not a thing that many people do.
A lot of our travel tends to be last-minute, but yeah, this is no exception.
And I assume that's because of just like your NFL royalty, and you have like a lot of free travel miles from your work. I don't exactly understand how you pull that off. But congratulations on all of your success. But like, because we were talking about it, and I was like, you're like, yeah, I'm going to take a vacation. And I was like, oh, cool, where are you going? And you're like, I don't know yet. And so I'm like, oh, okay, he's going to like book a last minute trip. He's going to go to Florida. Like, you know what I mean? And then I heard that you were going to Australia, like the farthest place you could possibly travel to. I'm like, okay, he's going to Australia last minute with a 6-year-old. For a couple of weeks.
My 6-year-old asked to go to Antarctica. We ruled that out. We said we are not going to Antarctica.
It's unbelievable.
That is not on the list of options.
My 4-year-old hasn't been to Wisconsin yet. Like your 6-year-old.
I like that exercise for consequences. I want to go to Australia. Boom, 18-hour flight. You said you wanted to go, kid. Now
exactly.
Deal with it.
See how you handle this flight.
It's just an unbelievable thing to me. So, again, last minute trip to Australia, multiple weeks, great.
Uh-huh.
I very badly believe that like travel is the best form of education, and we absolutely will do it with the kids. Mm. I kind of don't love the idea of traveling that much, though, when they're not going to remember it. Because it's like, it's just, traveling with kids is hard.
Uh-huh.
And not just the airport and the plane, but just like, everything is different and nothing is routine and safe. And so it's like, I don't know. It's expensive. They're not going to remember it. And then it just ends up being more work for us.
So, a lot of factors.
A lot of factors.
Right. Yeah.
So how do you do this?
Yeah, I mean, at 6, he'll remember it. He won't remember it as well as a trip we take a decade from now. But he'll remember at 6, the trip. And even at this point, you know, trips we've taken the last couple of years, they're things. You know, like he remembers – you know, seeing various animals in Costa Rica or in Hawaii or things like that.
Costa Rica and
Hawaii. Now starting
well traveled 6-year-old.
Very much so. Like, he doesn't remember London because he was 2. So he's seen pictures, but that one doesn't stand out in his memory. So we'll continue to travel. It'll continue to be a part of his DNA. But I very much agree with the premise of what you're talking about there. It's just, it's a great process to go through for young people, for old people, for everyone alike, just to kind of see the world. We want it to be a regular thing for them.
And I want it to be a regular thing for my kids too. And I want them to be good travelers.
Yeah, right.
And I assume Bishop, good traveler?
Yeah. I mean, he's normally an exceptional traveler.
That's
great. Even the flight we took going to Australia, where at one point, like in a 15-hour flight, there was a couple hours that were really hairy. For him, there's only like 5 to 7 minutes that were really rough where he woke up at one point, we went to the bathroom, came back, and his stomach just, he got like a violent stomach ache that went on for a few minutes.
On a flight to Australia.
So for his two parents, I mean, it was very disconcerting.
I mean, that's concerning if an adult has a violent stomach ache on a flight to Australia.
Once I grabbed the vomit bag and he did what he needed to do, he was pretty immediately fine. But my wife and I were kind of up in arms about it. Now, you know, I'm trying to play it cool because my wife is freaking out. So I don't want to freak her out even more. We're talking to the staff on the plane, trying to get flight attendants. I put his medicine below the plane in the check bags just because we've never needed to give
amateur
him children's
move,
Motrin on a flight to Australia before. So I was like, yeah, we'll be fine. We'll need it when we get there, not on the flight. So eventually they make the announcement like, yeah, we got a sick kid. Is any doctor on the plane? Does anybody have medicine? I start working the row because not everyone on a flight to Australia speaks English. So I just start kind of working the rows. I spot people with kids. Hey, do you have Motrin, some version of it? Somebody had some children's Motrin. We thought maybe he had a fever. We gave him some Motrin. And, you know, pretty quickly after we used the barf bag, he was in good shape. But there was a couple hours there for us that were pretty hairy. He lost a tooth at 40,000 feet as well.
This is a big-time adventure. We got vomit. We got tooth loss. We got 16-hour flights.
Quite an exciting moment. He got the tooth fairy visit once we got there. Got Australian cash.
Wow.
Once we got there from the tooth fairy. Yep.
Okay.
So he's got the Australian bills. And I think I was telling the guys this last time I was here. Just anecdotally, and, you know, our son's pointing it out, just seeing, we saw a bunch of Bulls jerseys roaming around, you know, Michael Jordan jerseys all over the place. But out of any team, I saw no Cubs stuff, saw some Bears stuff, a bunch of Bulls stuff, saw a lot of Yankees gear and so much White Sox gear. And, you know, some of it, you know, the Liam Hendricks factor seemed to be a part of it. But I just stopped and talked. Like, the first morning we were there, the barista serving us coffee at breakfast, huge White Sox fan, immediately dogging Jerry Reinsdorf. Just talking about how disappointed he is in everything the White Sox were doing already that early in the season. Trying to bloody wretched, I think, is what he called him, or something along those lines.
Oh,
I put
wow.
The quote on Instagram at one point there. But saw a lot of Chicago team gear all around. All three spots we went to over 2 weeks plus in Australia, Chicago was well represented.
Is Australia worth it?
So we flew out there thinking it's going to be the one time we go. Let's live it up. Let's do it big. We'll probably never come back. By the time we were coming home, said, well, we need to do this again. Like,
wow.
Australia was worth it. Now, we're not going to do it again with a six-year-old, but, you know, process, he probably won't be six the next time we go. So he'll be older by then.
That's
but
how
yes.
time works.
Yeah. In theory, we should be good in that regard.
What was so great about it? Because, I mean, I think it's on everybody's list, but it's so damn far.
It was not on my list for a long time. I was worried about scorpions and snakes and spiders. The only place I saw any of those things was at the zoo. We went to Melbourne. We went to Sydney. We went to Brisbane. We were in, you know, cities and beach communities. We weren't in the outback. You know, the scary stuff, the poisonous stuff is in zoos and outbacks.
Is the food good?
The food was very good. A lot of Asian cuisine there. So if you like Asian cuisine, there was a lot of those options. Shane, are you familiar with rump steak?
Of course I am.
I had never experienced rump steak, had never heard of it. So it wasn't the most tender meat, but
no,
it was tender
tough.
Enough.
It's like a sirloin.
But I like the flavor. Yes, like a sirloin. Yeah. But I like the flavor of it, though. It's not real fatty.
Was it cut in steaks, or did they braise it or cook it low and slow for a while and serve it to you over like potatoes?
We had it a couple of different ways. The way my wife said it was one of the top three steaks she ever had was they basically like you know, they sliced it really thin and had it kind of rare, like medium rare, but it was really more rare. Than medium rare. It was more undercooked than I would have preferred, but she loved that. She said it was one of the top steaks she's ever had. I would have liked it to have been cooked a little bit more, but rump steak was one food experience that we really enjoyed. Toothfish. I don't know if you're a big fish guy. I've never had toothfish before. I'd never even heard of it. An amazing fish steak. It was like first time I went to Hawaii and mahi-mahi, having that on the islands, and then I look for mahi-mahi everywhere we go now. It's not the same as having it there on the islands, but
naturally,
it's just a good fish. Toothfish, I don't see it on the menu anywhere here, but now I'm going to start looking for it. But toothfish was exceptional. But overall, the cuisine, pan-Asian cuisine, was a big thing there.
All right. Well, speaking of Shane and food, you have a big event coming up tomorrow night. We should let people know about. People can come out and support you.
Yeah, I'm doing a thing. I'm doing another Whiskey Wednesday at Frontier, which is like Chicago between Ashland and Division. Good people over there. Same people who own Ina May and Lottie's, Chef Brian Jupiter. We're doing a Whiskey Wednesday with Buffalo Trace cocktails and Bardstown whiskey cocktails. And then we're doing their barbecued lamb shank on my focaccia for sandwiches. And a dollar from each sandwich goes to One Tail at a Time, where I adopted my most recent puppy. So if you guys want to come out tomorrow, specials start at 5 and go until 10. I should be there about 6:30. I'm going to leave right after the show. So would love to have everybody out there. Some cheap cocktails, raffles, free raffles. It'll be fun.
That's at Frontier tomorrow. I was at the first one. Will not be able to attend tomorrow. I apologize.
It's okay. But I don't know if I want to say his name because he's not locked in. But there's like a 92% chance that I will have Dave Wanstead with me tomorrow. Okay. If that entices people to go.
Wow.
Probably not until about 7, but Wani said he's coming.
You know, we kind of make fun of him for his culinary choices or lack thereof, but like, he's had everything you could possibly eat because he's a rich person in addition to everything else about him. But I would love to see the look on his face when that gator comes out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I missed my one chance at kangaroo, by the way. I wanted to try kangaroo while I was there.
You only had one chance?
It wasn't on the menu anywhere else. I was just assuming we would happen upon it again. There was one of the first spots we ate at. My wife saw it on the menu and I didn't. And she brought it up afterwards because she didn't want me to eat kangaroo. Her and our son were just kind of worked up about the idea of daddy eating kangaroo. I don't know why.
No.
I guess, you know, I'm heartless in there or not or
if
something.
If it's on the menu.
But I'm thinking it's going to come up again. Never had another menu with kangaroo on it. So that was a missed opportunity.
So you got to go back.
Got to go back. It'll be worth it.
I got to say, you did kind of sound like you were thinking, in theory, Bishop will be older the next time you go back.
That's usually how time works, right?
Definitely will be older. Breaking news on the score. Right.
So we won't have to worry about traveling with a 6-year-old again. That's good to know.
Based on how you rock, it might be when he's 7. You might be like, I'm taking a couple days off. We're going to Australia.
We like new places, and Australia was new to us.
Yeah, of course. It's new to damn
People
near.
Are so nice. Every phrase sounds like they're asking a question, even if it's a very definitive statement. It just sounds like they're asking a question because of the accent.
All right. Well, Anthony and I are going to talk about what's next for Caleb and the Bears coming up at 5 o'clock. But you mentioned the global villain. There was something funny that was published in Cranes that I think needs to be discussed briefly. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.